A gentleman was this morning arrested for having breached certain security arrangement during the occasion of a sword-cutting ceremony by the First Lady of the Republic. He was arrested and investigations have already begun into his conduct. But as I speak to you, he has been granted leave to report later to the police for further investigation.
So by the debriefing of your personnel, can you give us a detailed account of what transpired?
From the account of what I heard, there was supposed to be a sword-cutting ceremony this morning at Kalibu, and just when the First Lady, Madame Rebecca Akufo-Addo, was about to deliver her speech, there was this gentleman who emerged from nowhere among the crowd, and in his hand was a placard, and he also had a bag at his back, and he was heading towards the position of the First Lady. So quickly, the police officer who were there had to whisk him from the place in order not to interfere with the proceedings, or let me say the program. And he was handed to the nearest police station for further investigations to be conducted in his conduct.
Now, where could the security breach have occurred?
There is a program ongoing with prominent personalities among the audience that were there. The police has the responsibility to protect each and every citizen there. There's this person who walks straight with a placard. We all see as a placard. That's whether it's a placard, that is yes, you know. He has a bag at his back. We don't know where he's coming from, heading towards the First Lady, and we think that we should not be alarmed as a security agency. There's a lot there, and we wanted to find out what is the motive. Where was he going? Why was he there? All these questions must be answered.
DSP Efiatenge is the PRO Accra Regional Police Command. Reacting to the claims by the police, security expert Adib Sani said the gentleman to some extent committed a security breach. He however questioned the timeliness and vigilance of the security present at the ceremony, noting that the incident should not have happened. Mr. Sani added that there are too many security lapses which must be corrected.
Well, to some extent, it is a security breach. However, let me indicate that there is a written procedure. The world over, anytime if he is making a visitation to a particular place, okay, we have an advanced team to make sure the proper security protocols are effected on the ground. Inspect all the chairs, to inspect the podium, to inspect even the mics, make the necessary arrangements. Okay, fine. The press, this is where you would be located. The MPs, this is where they will be located. The general public, when the person comes, the processes, the person goes through, all the way through the podium where he or she sits, is supposed to be carved out. It also states that you cannot nip in the bud heckling. However, the most important thing, the security architecture, okay, or the security personnel would have to take into consideration is the timeliness of their intervention when there is heckling. Okay, I watched the video. The gentleman walked up from his seat. He walked up to the First Lady. I am sure he could have hit the First Lady if he really intended to. Because I know the security personnel, it is no accident that there is communication among the security personnel. Some of them wear dark spectacles, so you wouldn't see the movements of their eyes. There should be constant concentration on their disposition, their mannerism, their body language, etc. So even if he gets up from his seat, let alone walk up to the First Lady, you should be able to understand.
Now, at what range should a person or persons get close to an important personality like the First Lady?
Well, it depends, because, you know, sometimes when you come to the Deva ground, you might want to greet your porters, you might want to greet the chiefs, the other dignitaries there, all the way get to your podium, okay? So it depends on the occasion.
Security expert Adib Sani.